key supporters of Kevin Rudd are expected to return to the front bench today when the Prime Minister does unveil his new-look cabinet. The ABC understands Joel Fitzgibbon and Kim Carr will both be promoted. Three new female faces have already been announced. The latest news poll suggests the removal of Julia Gillard will avert a Labor wipeout at the election. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, known as Disability Care, is officially launched today. It's being rolled out at four sites in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. Key superannuation reforms also come into effect today. There'll be a $10,000 increase to the minimum contribution workers make to their super, along with a small increase in the compulsory employer contribution. Other July 1 changes include an increase to the carbon price, rising from $23 a tonne to $24.15. Big rallies are being held across Egypt, calling for the resignation of President Mohamed Morsi exactly a year after he took office. Cairo's Tahrir Square is once again the scene of mass gatherings, similar to those that toppled the former dictator Hosni Mubarak. And Barack Obama has toured Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela spent the majority of his 27 years in prison. The US president has described the experience as deeply humbling. He visited the damp cell where Mr. Mandela developed the recurring lung infection that's kept him in hospital for several weeks now. Mr. Mandela remains critically ill.